control in microfluidics. Since decades, syringe and peristaltic pumps belong to biological and chemical laboratories. Thus, it was comprehensible that they were the first choice for the use with microfluidic devices, that means at a microscale. Still, in the hydrodynamical view, both instruments for the volume-driven flow control have a number of bottlenecks which make them not favorable for use at a microscale. For instance, syringe pumps have considerable limits on the side of the liquid column. If a syringe with a cross-sectional area of A equals 1 square centimeter is connected to a typical microchannel with height of 10 micrometers and width of 100 micrometers, this results in a 100,000-fold amplification of the flow velocity in the microchannel. Probably this disadvantage can be overcome by use of highly precise syringe pumps in the market, but still there will be more difficulties, such as refilling the volume during the experiment, which has necessarily to be interrupted for it. In the peristaltic pump, the volume is displaced by peristaltic tube squeezing. This makes it difficult to determine the exact perfusion volume, since it is dependent on the tube material, which again varies depending on temperature and wear. This approach is associated with some difficulties at a microscale. Furthermore, the flow is pulsating and cells or other objects under observation can be damaged during the squeezing process. Another way to control the flow in the microfluidic channel is to use the pressure. The easiest way is the hydrostatic pressure, whereas 100 millibars correspond to 1 meter water column. Still, minor air fluctuations or changes of the atmospheric pressure or vibrations will impact the experiment. Starting in 2004, pressure-driven flow controllers are used in microfluidics. They allow to control the flow in a microchannel very fast, gently, precisely, and not prone to vibrations. Also, refilling of fluids without interrupting the experiments is possible. For this approach, it is necessary to think in pressure, not in volume, in order to control the flow in the microchannel. The flow rate can then be determined with flow meters. It can be calculated and calibrated, for example, by weighing.